USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well, I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence. A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Walking into a sporting event or a concert, security will always tell you, no glass containers and no ice chests. Well, now we must add drones to the list of items being banned from the Super Bowl in Southern California.
The FAA is declaring the airspace around SoFi Stadium in Southern California a no-drone zone ahead of the Super Bowl. The temporary flight restriction lasts from 2:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. on February 13th, covering airspace within roughly 35 miles of the stadium and up to an altitude of 18,000 feet. Within a mile of the stadium and up to 3,000 feet, the regulation goes into effect at 10 a.m. Those who defy the rule could face a fine of up to $30,000 and criminal charges, potentially even having the drone confiscated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. Intelligence is reporting they have found evidence Russia was plotting a false flag attack as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Representative Brian Mass, a Republican from Florida on Newsmax last night, says Russia is inventing ways to justify a potential attack on Ukraine.
One part of what you're seeing in a rapidly escalating show of force by Russia, them coming up with ways to justify a potential attack on the Ukraine, a potential invasion of the Ukraine, to include going out there and moving false stories, whether to trick the Ukrainian people or trick the Russian people or the globe or anybody else. That's all part of their strategy in the preparation for war. Number one, just look at the space of this. You have communist regimes that fundamentally want to stand against democracies. We are the leader in democracy. China is the leader in communism right now. If they can find a partner in communism, then it makes sense for them to try to stand against the leaders of democracy. And in that, the number one organization that's meant to stand against the former strongest communist party, which was Russia and the Soviet Union, Putin is able to do this for China right now. Test the salt of NATO, which is meant to stand against Russia, by doing nothing more at this moment than moving his own military around his own country. And you're getting to see NATO partners, shake at the knees.
The Winter Olympics are underway in China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.